And you actually have a patient here, a 25-year-old man who was enrolled in a CAR T trial. But rather than go through all the case here, maybe you can just reflect back on what you've seen in terms of toxicity, both with CAR T as well as blinatumomab. You talked about cytokine release and neurologic syndrome. Can you kind of provide a little more granularity to what's being observed?
So again, with both strategies, Blina and CAR T cells, you can get cytokine release syndrome, which can be actually very dramatic in the terms of CAR T cells, neurological events like seizures and coma can occur, particularly with CAR T cells. Obviously, there are now, everybody is very aware of these and their patients are monitored very closely and if necessary, transferred to ICU. And there are agents such as tocilizumab, which is an anti-interleukin-6 antibody, which can alleviate some of these problems to a significant degree, as well as the use of steroids, which can actually significantly abrogate the problem. Obviously, in terms of CAR T cells, I feel that they still need to be given in specialized centers that are familiar with managing these patients. Blinatumomab is probably being used more extensively around the world. And as long as people are aware about the cytokine release and some degree of neurological toxicity, is quite safe.
What happened with your 25-year-old man with B-cell B-A-L-L who ended up, I guess he was going to go for a transplant, but then had a relapse? And what happened once he got CAR-T therapy?
He achieved a remission. He actually received his CAR-T cell in another institution and then went on to have an allogeneic stem cell transplant.
What's the patient's current status?
He's doing well.